Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Tan Line Tuesday on Twitter at TNT Radio Empire. Nick's going to be performing live tomorrow night at the Third Base Bar in Council Bluffs, right?
Yes.
And Friday in Wichita, Barleycorn?
Barleycorns. Yep, and Big Canvas in Omaha Saturday night.
At Nick Salins is his Twitter. NickSalins.com. That's the website, right, for the dates?
Yes.
Okay. And the gear.
Yep. Stacy on the Facebook Messenger wants to know if we asked Nick about his moderate smoking, because he said you don't smoke every night.
It's not every night.
Earlier today, when I brought that up before you.
Is that lack of supply?
Yeah, Nick was... Todd was just pissed you only smoke 3 to 4 times a week.
No, I'm not pissed.
No, you were pissed.
No, I just don't understand.
Wasn't he pissed, puss? Wasn't he pissed?
He seemed a little offended.
Yeah, I know.
You know,
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Well, there's some days of just like, you know, you pick the kid up from football practice and stuff, and you just sit down on the couch and that's the night.
Yeah, you lived through those days, Todd.
I did, where I would not like drink because
taxi
I had to go taxi everyone around.
Yeah, I was like hungover on Sunday, so I didn't do much of anything on Sunday. I probably should have. It might have helped, but
yeah.
You know, don't like dragging myself towards another buzz. Like, you know what? Maybe I'll just get through this today.
No, I dragged myself towards another buzz on Sunday with a couple Bloody Marys because I was feeling some.
Do you ever just drink and not smoke? Because I can't do that.
Not really.
The two complement each other so well.
Okay, they pair well, huh?
Yes.
Okay.
I tend to like to have it like at least a sip of a drink before I start smoking because I've found that that tends to fend off the panic attacks a little bit. But all right. I haven't had that happen in a long time.
$1 million tax-free. Let's make it $2 million because this is going to be tougher. $2 million tax-free, no buzz.
No buzz.
1 year. No buzz. 1 year.
Send me a million.
Now you can have caffeine.
I'll settle for a million.
I'll give you caffeine. You can have caffeine. You'll settle for a million.
Yeah, we're not Amish.
No weed.
Caffeine's got
no
be
alcohol. Allowed. Yeah, you can have caffeine.
$2 million.
$2 million tax free. Of course you would. Because after that, you got $2 million tax free. Hell, you could, depending how old you are, you could quit whatever you want to do and just drink. And then you can start partying again.
I'd be looking for the runner's high.
You would be looking for certain highs, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And it might be exercise. Yeah. Or a lot of caffeine.
Or you'd have free time.
Right.
You'd start like doing carpentry or something. You'd pick up a hobby.
Yeah, you'd have to.
Yeah. You would have to find, at least I would have to find some other kind of addiction, something to replace the addictive behavior.
You'd have to. To give up no buzz whatsoever.
Right.
I mean, no drug buzz, obviously. No weed, no pills. You can't add pills in here, Todd. I know you're thinking. and no alcohol.
No snorting anything.
No mushrooms. Can't go back to blower meth.
No buzz.
Legal or illegal.
And you
except
know
for caffeine. We'll give
you know
caffeine.
That picking up the woodworking with the free time thing is bull. Because you would have done that during the pandemic if you were going to do that.
Right.
Well, I was too drunk.
Yeah. Plenty of people were called on their crap for that.
Hey, he's got you on that one. He was too drunk for woodworking.
Yeah, I'm not going to pick up a saw.
A lathe could kill you if you're drunk.
Yeah, that's true.
Hey, we need more ice. Where's the circular saw? Well, yeah, if you weren't able to do that for a year for $2 million, you should just go to a meeting like now.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. $2 million.
Absolutely, you should.
Because you know what? I think the buzz of knowing $2 million tax-free is coming your way could get you through. I mean, you might have some bad days, but you're going to, man, that money's coming in, man.
Well, that would be tough because you might have bad days, but you'd also have, like, you'd be at a graduation party or you'd be at a wedding. There'd be places where
That would just suck being. Yeah. I would probably turn down a lot of those invitations. I'd like to go to your wedding, but yeah. I'd like to get, it's too much alcohol for me, and I have a problem.
You know, some people
I have
just
a problem
live
until
like that.
September 28th of 2022. Right. After that, no problem.
And then all my bills are gone. Yeah. I have nothing to worry right. about it, and party's right. on.
Yeah, and the Sweet Kiss pinball machine. Yeah.
In every room.
In the bathroom.
Yeah, I'm telling you, you'd have to have something to replace that activity. I would anyway.
Well,
yeah,
everybody would.
Yeah, but I don't
and
think
it wouldn't be a
you,
Sweet Kiss pinball machine. Yeah.
Well, no, that's how you get that after you get the $2 million.
You're right. That's true. That's true.
I don't think you got to dream big, Nick.
I
don't think everyone here has addictive personalities. And I think I'm guilty of that.
No, that I quit, that I didn't do anything for 10 days, I'd know I can do it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, what do? Read books?
Nah.
If you're sober for a whole year?
Don't go
some
crazy.
Read a book?
Now you're just right.
book. What'd you do for the whole year? I read that book.
I read a book.
I think it took me the better part of 9 months.
Now I think about it. Even the dreaming of $2 million, knowing it's coming your way, is going to be tough because you're talking about every day for a year, no buzz.
Yeah.
And Craig's not even weighing in. I don't even think Craig could do it.
Oh, no. I said I'd do it.
Yeah.
Oh, no. And then whoever's paying you the $2 million would just be meaner all the time, don't you think?
Leaving beer at your yeah. front door, right. ringing the doorbell, yeah. running away. Yeah.
Hey,
your friends would totally mess right. with you. Yeah.
This indica, it's 30% THC. Oh, you can't. Oh, that's right. You're not smoking weed anymore.
What if you get $1 million a year for every year you could do it? How many years do you think you could last? If you're sober for 3 years, you get $3 million.
That's even better. Yeah, but life's so damn short. You're going to waste all your time? Really?
Are you going to
waste your time being sober your whole life just to bring in money you're not going to spend anyway because you'll be dead? So I don't know. I might not go further than a couple years because I can make $2 million. I could have fun with that. But I'm going to need to party a little bit. Hello?
Right. You're going to want to celebrate all that money coming in.
Anybody's listening to us like we have a problem? No, you could have this conversation in your office today, I guarantee you.
Yeah.
And all the drunks and stoners in your office are going to go, I don't know, man.
Doesn't necessarily have to be weed or alcohol.
No, any pills. Any pills.
Any kind of habit.
No, it has to be a buzz. It has to be a buzz, I meant.
Well, I bet you there's a lot of people who would have a difficult time quitting smoking cigarettes for a year. Even for that kind of incentive.
Anything that can be classified as an addiction, I would throw into this equation. You know,
okay, I'll add another one. Although the buzz lasts for a little bit, it's still a buzz. Alcohol, weed, no masturbation.
Ooh, that might be the breaking point for all of us.
Yeah, because even though we all have ladies, they'd have to get a lot busier.
Yeah, they would hate that more than anything.
They would hate. Well, I would say, hey, you want the $2 million? You know,
how much were you masturbating?
A lot.
See, that's the problem. We'd have to admit.
If you have to ask.
Yeah, your partner is going to be a lot busier.
You'd be like,
she will go, how many times do you actually masturbate a year?
Not that much.
You don't want to know.
No. Let's have this conversation in 18 minutes.
I think I just threw the gauntlet down to a lot of guys. I went, I could give up alcohol and booze, but, you know, if I can't pleasure myself, that just stuck to the tape, didn't it?
Yeah.
I said alcohol and booze.
Could you have, like, guys you work with pleasure you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, you could.
Because if somebody else is involved, that's
it.
Not masturbation.
If we all quit masturbating for a year, we could all take care of each other.
Yeah.
That'd be gay sex, though. Are we willing to go there for $1 million?
More of a Dutch rudder
technically.
Type of situation.
Oh, Dutch rudder? Still gay sex. Technically.
We could work
something out. Just don't look at me.
I'm sure we could work something out. So but if that's the case, they're going to have to get us some porn here on the.
So we look at the screen.
Yeah, they got to get rid of the filter.
Yeah.
So I can look at the screen instead of your eyes.
Just distract me. You'd basically be Mormon for a year, aside from the caffeine.
Yeah,
pretty
exactly.
much. Although I think the Mormons can whack away. I don't think there's a rule. Although there's probably a great deal of guilt involved.
Oh, yeah. Lots of shame.
The Amish? Would that be? No, can the Amish have coffee?
No.
I don't know.
Oh. I don't know, Puss. I don't know that. Of course, I think they have old school coffee. I think they do, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Are they going to say to the Amish masturbate?
Well, I was going
to
say, and then we don't know about their masturbation.
No, I bet you they masturbate. They're a horny bunch, man.
Yeah, but they can't masturbate to anything electronic.
Puss.
They got to use their imagination.
You know, it doesn't count as masturbation. A goat. You're already flipping me off. He's pre-flipping me off. Bestiality is not masturbation.
Yeah, so this would be way easier for Puss.
Right, way easier. Yeah. He could cruise through this 5 years easily. All right, move on, Craig.
Until the authorities step in.
Yeah.
I believe that's not legal.
Oh, damn it.
In either state.
Today is Bam Margera's birthday.
I'm sad that Bam is... in bad shape, because I always thought he was a pretty cool dude.
Bam is 42.
And still just he's just still a mess.
Yeah, on Sunday, deputies had to take him to rehab responding to a morning call about an emotionally distressed person at a resort hotel.
Well, this is also the guy that pretty much kicked out of the Jackass gang. Of the Jackass gang because you party too much. That's saying something.
Yeah.
Because even though a lot of those guys dried up, they can't really yell at a guy that wants to party once in a while. But he's overboard.
I think he's more than once in a while.
He is. Yeah, yeah.
I wonder how they would have reacted to him being in this state back when, like, before they all
sobered up.
Got straight.
Right.
Yep. Is his dad still alive? I know there's
the uncle died too, but the dad had similar body type, right?
Yeah,
they're both big boys.
That used to crack me when he had his own show and he would just wake them up.
I liked his own show and they just slapped the hell out of him,
just throwing crap on him while they're sleeping.
I liked his own show.
Him.
Yeah,
he is still alive, Phil Margera.
Okay. Didn't he grab ass or the uncle grabbed ass? The uncle was caught for grabbing some ass, Bam's uncle. Yeah, he did some weird grabbing ass.
There's nothing in here about dad.
But it had to be the uncle that grabbed ass.
I don't find that surprising.
Celibate for a year. No masturbation.
No.
No sex. You're going to seep after about a month. I get that.
Just leaking.
I'm guessing you might. I don't know. That's just way too long. Celibate for a year, no alcohol, no weed. I'm making this tougher. $5 million tax-free. Yeah.
We're also making people who have to live this, you know, because we're just throwing out hypotheticals here. I don't know what Lori was on probation for 2 years.
All right.
But she complied.
She's probably a crazy bitch. Good
and
for
the
her.
First
she,
buzz
she
after
like.
2 years was amazing.
Yeah, but did she go celibate for 2 years? Probably not.
Probably not.
So that you'd basically be taking yourself back to what, sixth grade?
Yes. Yeah, before you really start pulling on that bear.
Yeah. All right.
I shouldn't add the celibacy part. That's a tough one.
Yeah. Well, then you're affecting your personal, your marriage.
That means no orgasm. Yeah.
Yeah, you're dragging somebody else into the equation there. Nick's right.
Yeah, but she's also going to share the $5 million when you're done.
Yeah, but she'd be punished from not getting any of this for a year.
I'm guessing, right. Although our women
That'll
love us,
the biggest problem.
I'm guessing they see $5 million coming. You can bang me a year from now.
No, she doesn't deserve to be denied that for a full year.
That's a good point, Puss.
Would your wife have to be celibate, too, for everybody to get the money?
You mean she couldn't go bang somebody else?
Right.
I think that's part of the whole marriage vow thing.
Right, yeah.
Oh. Well, yeah, but there's also not like, hey, we're
sure.
not going to,
yeah,
nothing's going to happen for a year.
You can make arrangements.
Yeah, you can renegotiate.
One year sure. hall pass?
Sure.
No.
Just for
no,
her?
No, really? No, no.
Well, you're sitting there not doing
anything? I'm not giving her the hall pass.
No.
She wouldn't give you the hall pass if the money was offered her. Mm. You would say, yeah, take that deal, honey.
Right. Again, correct. Negotiation.
Negotiation.
Okay, if you bang anybody else, you get $40. If you bang nobody else, you get part of that $5 million.
Yeah, okay. If she wants to share in the money afterwards.
They're still 40.
Tyler's kind of selfish.
Yes, I am.
But she's going to share
I'm doing
the money
this,
afterwards.
I'm doing this for everybody. I'm doing this for the sake of the family. $5 million cash.
But you couldn't watch, Todd.
For the sake of the family, it might have to be she gets laid.
And you couldn't watch.
Wow, that's entirely different.
Todd can't do that.
Well, if we couldn't masturbate, I wouldn't want to watch anyway.
Right.
Good point, Todd.
So what's the
Boogie's
point?
Right there, man.
Yeah.
Boogie's right on that one. You can't, yeah. You can't masturbate. I don't want to watch anyway. People, that's a great line of thinking. Yeah, what else is going on, Craig?
I stumbled across that. Although, here's something I'm having trouble with.
What?
When you exit, like to go to the bathroom,
right?
You have to push the door open.
I have trouble with that too.
And then pull it to get in.
Yeah.
And then to get into the studio, you have to push the door open.
Yeah.
And I get confused every time.
I'm with you.
Yeah. There's a lot going on here.
We've been here in a week and a half. There's too many push and pulls.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know push. I don't know pull.
Yep.
I'm going to blame the coffee today. It's making your brain jittery.
No,
I'm with you on that. I've done that too.
It's been like that the whole time we've been here, the whole week we've been here. Yeah. I haven't figured
it out. It's worse if you have to pull and you push, because then you end up going face first into the door.
Yeah. But I push and pulled on all these doors right now. Right.
It's like when you know that you're certain it's a push door and you just go full steam into it, that's when it backfires.
Everybody laughs.
I also did this. I was conversing with a dude who works here. He was in the bathroom.
Right.
Yeah. Hey, welcome to the building.
Oh, but guy works in the building.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah.
Thanks. Yeah. Yeah. All right. And I leave, and he says, "Have a good show." And I said, "You too."
And then, that's like at the airport. Have a great trip. Yeah. Well, you too.
Because
it's a Brian Regan bit, man.
At this time of day, the answer should have been, "It's too late."
Or the front desk at the gym. Have a good workout. You too.
You too. Yeah.
Well, you're not working out. Sorry. I'm an idiot.
Well, next time you're in the bathroom, talk about this show. Listen, hey, dude, I don't know. I just met you. Would you give up masturbating for
Here's
a year,
the question.
For $1 million, but your buddy could take care of you, like a guy in the bathroom?
Yeah, okay.
Or
if we have a survey going at the time, I'll quiz random dude in the bathroom.
Especially about masturbation. Like you did that show yesterday. No, I still want to know more about masturbation since we're in the bathroom.
But I'm still thinking about it.
Say you're at the two urinals together.
I'll only ask if he obviously knows the show
right.
or knows who we are.
Yeah.
Yeah, because otherwise that's when the lease gets terminated.
We almost made it 2 weeks.
Todd was busted in the bathroom soliciting a handy. But it was just a quiz.
Now we're broadcasting from a park.
Right.
Well, they fall.
Yeah. Well, they print the phrase Dutch rudder in the paper. Should we put a radio in that bathroom like they had at the old place?
We should.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Security for the president of France.
France.
Who is the president of France?
Macron.
Emmanuel Macron. He was hit with what appears to be an egg while visiting a trade fair in a town near Lyon. The egg didn't break when it hit his shoulder, but a broken egg was photographed on the floor following the incident. Apparently, the security detail quickly surrounded a young man who made a protest gesture and was reportedly heard shouting, "Viva la Revolution!"
All right.
He must have just lobbed it in there.
There is a video of the incident. Macron walking through the crowd when the egg bounces off of him without breaking.
Next time, put some stank on it.
Now, do like would the Secret Service in France just put like 40 bullets in the guy if it was over here?
Well, he throws it's
an
different.
Egg, pop, pop, pop.
Around here, yeah. The president wouldn't be hanging out in that kind of crowd.
No, not that kind of crowd. No, no.
Now then, they apparently.
Do, they do kind of, because I remember the French guy, I think it was a French guy walking through a crowd shaking hands, and some guy pulls him in. Was that him or was that the British guy?
Yeah. I don't know.
That was the Pope.
Oh, that's right. And the Pope got all pissed at him. The
Pope, like,
don't touch me, you son of a bitch, right?
I don't think Secret Service bullet riddled the guy who threw the shoe at Bush.
No.
But that was like a...
That was the Mideast.
That was media, wasn't it? Yeah. And it was over there?
Yeah. And he ducked two shoes, by the way.
He had to have a security
detail. That was a highlight of his presidency, by the way.
He was.
I liked him that day pretty much only when he
now,
ducked twice.
Now, I didn't know this. Our president would not be in the crowd.
Right.
But apparently Macron, like his predecessors, enjoys spending time meeting with the public. They call in France, they call these crowd baths.
Whoa.
And they've long been a staple of French politics.
God, they just sound dirty.
Yeah.
Right.
A crowd bath.
Was the egg hard-boiled?
Yeah, that would hurt.
Apparently not, because it was broken on the ground, at least.
Yeah, it's going to be a really weak throw.
It was.
Yeah. I would imagine so. The Kansas City, Missouri City Council approved an ordinance last week on an 11-2 vote. It shall be unlawful for the city of Kansas City to require a prospective employee to submit to testing for the presence of marijuana in the prospective employee's system as a condition of employment.
Good.
Progress all around us.
Yep.
Now, there are exceptions.
Is it flying?
Law enforcement.
Truck drivers.
Drivers. And those who are involved in the supervision of children, medical patients, disabled, or other vulnerable individuals.
That's
I don't know.
They're all pissed today.
If you're watching kids, you probably want to be high.
Yeah, they're all pissed today. But else, the other guys are going, all right.
The kids probably want you to be high, too, because you're like more fun playing with the toys if you're a little baked.
Yeah, you would sit on a couch and you would sit down on the floor for like a couple hours with a kid if you're high. Yeah.
Out of Lake City, Florida, police responded to a report of a stolen vehicle at the Chrysler Dodge Jeep dealership on Monday, according to WTLV-TV. A man was trying to trade in his vehicle for a new one.
Yeah.
They checked
top dollar for your trade-in now, I understand.
That's what I hear. They were checking the VIN number, which is,
vehicle identification number.
Number.
Yeah, you're right. That's
it
redundant.
Is. It's like,
yes,
it's like
redundant.
Like Norm MacDonald's.
But you call it a VIN number.
Yeah,
but you
should just call it a VIN.
Identification. I love that joke.
Right. It's the VIN number.
Right.
They found that the vehicle had just been stolen from their dealership a few days before.
And From the same place.
From the same place. Guy wanted to go trade it in.
Dan.
I stole the wrong one. Can I get a good deal on a trade-in here?
And it was captured on the dealership's camera system.
They'll
the guy's busted.
Top dollar for your stolen vehicle.
Yeah, you at least have to try a different dealership.
Dumbass.
Yeah.
You're still going to get busted, but...
I remember stealing my first car.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.